Why Mondays? Hello, fellow Why Walkers. I'm Tom Harrison. Welcome to the Walk Your Why podcast. So seriously, why Mondays? You know, I happen to know from long experience that there's a great many of you, most likely many of you listening right now, who simply do not see Monday as your favorite day. It's just that simple. Now, I've also observed over the years that those who tend to see Monday as not their favorite day also tend to kind of generally have sort of a ho-hum opinion of work, of the work they got to do every week, of the work they got to go into every week, of the grind they have to engage in every week. True or false? Now, for myself, thankfully, it's a rather distant and brief period for me of which I have memories of this Monday phenomena. But they were poignant enough that they stay with me. Poignant enough that I vigilantly guard against it. Now, for many of us, we just think, hey, you know, if we could just eliminate Monday and start the week on Tuesday, everything would be fine. Sure it would. You know what would happen. Tuesday would just become the new Monday. So what's going on here? First, let me share kind of a humorous story from my youth, growing up in my dad's architectural precast concrete company. We had a favorite vendor. When I say favorite, it's really a vendor we needed to see a couple times a week. And we would drive down there. As you might be picking up on, this was long before there was any such thing as Amazon. You know, if we had heard the word Amazon, we'd think, huh, ain't that some jungle south of here somewhere? You know, it'd be probably the general response, or they'd just be clueless because they hadn't heard of Amazon at all. But there was certainly no online purchasing. And if anybody said anything about online, you'd be like, yeah, I'm going fishing tomorrow myself. You know, something like that, right? So totally freaking different world. Can you relate? So anyway, so the good thing about that is you actually went and had real conversations in person with people you worked with. Fancy that. Some of that would be nice to bring back now, huh? So anyways, we go down and see this vendor. And I'm trying to think, what was the name of the dang company? We saw them all the time. I can't even think of it right now. But they sold a lot of the parts and supplies that we needed on a regular basis. And I remember these two crotchety fellas that were at the counter. And my dad was always so friendly to them. My dad was just Mr. Hospitality, just the friendliest guy to everyone. But he, as a youngster, I would observe his interactions with people. I just remember these were the two most crotchety old men I'd ever seen in my life. But it was funny. It was actually really funny. At least I was laughing. I don't know about them. And one of the funniest things, and this kind of aligns with their crotchetiness, is that they had this big calendar that they hung up behind them on the wall, behind the parts counter. And, you know, it's the big calendar, it's got the whole month. And didn't matter what month it was, every time you came over and you saw that calendar, lo and behold, every damn day on the calendar said Monday. And these guys were some crotchety sons of guns. So from their perspective, they just, I think they must have worked every day, I guess. And they just viewed every day as being a Monday. And they acted that way. Right? So it's kind of funny, I think. And that's true for some people I know these days, too. They act like every day is that lousy Monday. But there's another way to look at this. Why does Monday have to be so damn bad? I mean, that's a right good question for us to ask of ourselves from time to time, especially in the midst of one of those mangled or even mediocre Mondays. Like, for example, It's Monday right now as I'm talking to you. You might hear me walking up some steps. So I'm getting a little out of breath. But this is another magnificent Monday. Now, is it because I didn't work? No, I worked today. It's simply, of course, because I have a different attitude. Now, it's actually not that simple. Because part of the reason I have a good attitude is because I love my work. That's a big part of why I have a great attitude. Right? So ask yourself, does my Monday suck? Because my work sucks? Because this company I work for sucks? What sucks so bad that makes Mondays suck? And now, to avoid depression, for those of you who are like, yep, work sucks. Yep, this company sucks. Yep, everything I'm doing sucks right now in terms of work. So to avoid depression, hold on. First, get one of those big calendars and put Saturdays and Sundays all week. All right? Whatever it takes to start shifting the mindset. Because even though, like I said, even though the fact that I love my work certainly impacts my attitude, I had to get the right attitude or I could get the work I loved. And before Mondays became marvelous. Chew on that. I hope it helps. Walk your why. Happy trails.